At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, New York.
It is Sunday morning on WFAN, and good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. After our 8 o'clock update, it is Rick Wolf, who is along with the Sports Edge program. Ed Randall will be by talking baseball after our 9 o'clock update here on The Fan. And we move into a discussion this hour of our program that should be very interesting. I'm very intrigued by the guest who is joining us. She is a resident of Long Island. Her name is Brianna Solinaro, and she is joining us to talk with us about a couple of things that are interesting, and we're going to go in an area of discussion where, interestingly enough, we've never gone on this program in all the years that I've been doing it. And that, I will say, is a shortcoming. But I'm glad to be able to go that route in part in our discussion today. Brianna, first of all, good morning and welcome to our program here on WFAN.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good. There's a lot of different areas to go in this discussion because you are seeking to do something that is quite an accomplishment in your lifetime. And I want to get into talking about that, but we've got to set the stage by doing a little bit of background. And by background, we start with your youth. Now, you're a teenager now. At age one, you were diagnosed with cerebral palsy.
Correct.
What is that disease? What is that? What is it actually like?
Cerebral palsy is a neurological disability that affects how the brain connects with your muscles. So, specifically for me, it affects both my legs from the hips down, and it just makes my balance really off. My eye coordination isn't fully like intact, and my flexibility definitely isn't average.
Okay, so growing up with cerebral palsy or CP, what was that like?
It was extremely difficult for me personally. You know, I always questioned, you know, like, why me? You know, it always felt like I was the odd man out, whether in the classroom, in the in the gym, at recess. I suffered a lot of bullying as a kid. So it's definitely difficult for me to wrap my head around. But today I couldn't be more grateful for it.
All right, I've got to ask two questions based on what you just said. The first one is, how did you handle, how did you deal with the bullying? And then the second is that last part. You said, today you can't be more grateful for it. Some people listening may be confused by that. But let's start off with, how did you handle the bullying?
You know, I just took it day by day. I used my family as support, you know, to come home and talk to them about whatever was bothering me that day. And I continued to work on myself physically so that I could make myself mentally stronger. You know, doing physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, whatever it was needed to make me fit in more with my classmates at the time.
And when you say today you couldn't be more grateful for it, what do you mean?
Well, now I have this unbelievable opportunity to represent my country and, you know, to really make a difference for people with disabilities and show the world that people with disabilities can exceed limits that people without disabilities can't exceed. So I'm grateful for the opportunities I've been given along with the disability.
Well, it's an interesting opportunity. Now, you were looking to become, as I understand, the first female ever to compete in Taekwondo Paralympics. First of all,
for the United States.
For the United States. What are the Taekwondo Paralympics?
The Taekwondo Paralympics are basically the Olympics for people with disabilities, such as CP, amputations. And as far as I know, those are the only two main disabilities that the sparring aspect of Taekwondo focuses on. And, yeah, it's basically just the same thing that able-bodied Olympians face, but, you know, with handicaps.
When you were in high school, you participated in sports, gym class, things like that?
Yes.
Okay. What was that experience like? Because you had said earlier that part of what you had done was, if I understand correctly, was your focus with, I guess, physical therapy, occupational therapy, to try to make yourself stronger.
Yes. So I participated in physical therapy up until, I still do today, but occupational therapy ended in elementary school along with speech therapy. And growing up through gym class, like I did everything I could, the best I could do it at my ability. So I never, like, sat out or, you know, said I couldn't do it because of this. I just did, if they wanted us to do 10 laps around the gym, I'd do 5 if that's what I could do that day.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, you know, it was definitely different because you don't have a teacher holding your hand the whole time. So I had to definitely be more vocal for myself. And I did have, like, accommodations along with the gym class. But, again, I would do everything everybody else would do.
Brianna, when we talk about cerebral palsy, what would you say, what do you think is perhaps in the general society, the greater society, most misunderstood about the illness?
I think one of the most misunderstood perceptions is that cerebral palsy varies for everyone. there's different forms of it. There's forms where you could be constricted to a wheelchair, can't feed yourself, can't walk, can't talk. And then there's a form of it where it can only affect one leg on one side of your body. And it could be extremely mild, so it ranges. So it's a very big scale of how it could affect you.
And earlier in this discussion, you talked about the importance of being able to make a difference for people with disabilities. Our society, yes, in a way, has changed over the years. One would hope to be more inclusive for people with disabilities. Is that really the case? Do you find that's the case?
I mean, in my experience, in my sport, yes. Because if, you know, they didn't add Taekwondo to the 2020 Paralympics, this would not be happening for me today. As a society in general, without speaking about sport, you know, I definitely think that more awareness is being raised for people with disabilities, and I believe that schools are becoming more open to people with disabilities, and even sports, you know, kids with able-bodied sports teams are becoming more open to kids with disabilities as well. So I would say yes, yeah.
I didn't ask you this earlier. Some of the people listening to our discussion today may be curious about this. Career-wise, what do you want to do? What's your goal?
Well, right now I'm studying health science at Sacred Heart University, and I plan to become a physical therapist as of today.
That's based on the experience that you had?
Yeah, all my experience from being in the hospital to, you know, constant physical therapy visits. If I could help someone like me or, you know, in a similar situation, that would be amazing.
It's an interesting discussion that we are having with our guests this hour of our program on The Fan, and what we will do, too, is to mention, because part of the reason for Brianna talking with us today is she needs to raise some money. There's a GoFundMe site that is set up that we're going to give you the information for as we continue in our discussion. Brianna Solinaro is talking with us on our program on The Fan this Sunday morning. After our 8 o'clock update, Rick Wolf is along with the Sports Edge program, and Ed Randall will be talking baseball here on The Fan after our 9
a.m. FM, New York.
It is Sunday morning on WFAN, and it's the Sports Edge with Rick Wolf that follows our 8 o'clock update. Ed Randall talking baseball after our 9 o'clock update on The Fan this Sunday morning. I'm Bob Salter. We're in discussion with Brianna Solinaro on our program and talking with her about some of the things that she has been involved in, and also kind of a look ahead to where she is hoping to go. She wants to become the first female from this country ever to compete in the Taekwondo Paralympics. And one of the things associated with that is that she needs to raise money. And it's part of what we're going to talk with you about in our discussion. Brianna is a resident of Long Island, and she's shared with us a little bit of background about growing up with cerebral palsy, and also some of the preparation that she's gone to in terms of training and conditioning of her body to be able to participate in various things associated with sport. I guess in this portion of our program, let's talk a little bit about this need to raise money, because this also ties into the kind of things you're looking to do. And I got to be honest with you, you know, I just look at what you have on the agenda for 2017, the rest of it, and I'm floored by that personally.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited.
What are you looking to do? And then let's get into talking a little bit about how it is that you're going about trying to raise some money.
As far as this year, I'm actually set to leave for Korea in about a month for the Asian Para Taekwondo Open. And straight from there, I'll be going to Michigan for the United States Taekwondo Nationals. And the month following, I'll be going to Costa Rica for the Para Taekwondo Pan Am Championship. And about 2 months later, I'm scheduled to go to London for the 2017 World Championships.
You know, just hearing that, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think I will ever again say, I don't feel like going out and walking the dog. I mean, come on. This is amazing, the things that you're involved in. I mean, that's an awful lot. Does that motivate you? Does that drive you? Do you like keeping that kind of busy approach?
Oh, yes, completely. It's what I've dreamt of and what I've, always hoped of doing. Before Para Taekwondo, I always watched my able-bodied teammates make national team and accomplish all these amazing things and travel to Spain or different countries to compete for our country. And I always wished I could do that. But being that I do have CP, I would never be able to make the able-bodied national team. So, now that Para Taekwondo is relevant to our country and the Paralympics is, set in stone, I have to, do everything I possibly can to achieve my goal.
Brianna, how important is it for you to be representing this country?
It is a dream come true to put on that United States uniform every time I compete. It's definitely a humbling feeling. Very proud to be representing the United States.
All right, now let's talk about dollars and cents here. You're looking to raise money. How's this being done?
Right now I'm raising money through a GoFundMe account and to raise awareness of not only the money, but I opened a public Facebook page that's just my name, Brianna Salinero, where you could find, the latest updates on my Taekwondo career and the link to my GoFundMe as well.
And when we're talking about raising money, do you have a goal in mind?
So this year, my goal is to raise $10,000 to $15,000.
Okay. Now, here's where we get to the point where people who are listening to our discussion today can be part of this whole process. And hopefully be supportive, because there are people listening to this discussion who very well can fall in that category. The GoFundMe site you can go to. You can also go to Brianna's Facebook page, find out some information on her, get a link to the GoFundMe site. Trying to raise that kind of money seems like a very doable thing. I didn't ask you this earlier. What's your family like? What's your support system like?
My family, they're very supportive. As far as this is all new to everyone, including me and them. So, some of the things I do is definitely a shock as well, but they're very proud and very involved in helping me achieve my goal.
When you say a shock, what do you mean by that?
Well, because originally, you know, the doctors thought I would never walk. So to be doing the things that I'm doing today definitely comes as a shock in a good sense, not only to them, but to me as well. So.
And when we talk about your accomplishments, I purposely had not mentioned before in this discussion the fact that you have a black belt in your background.
Yes, second degree.
What was it like earning that?
That was definitely a very special time in my life. That day, all my friends from school came when I earned my first degree, and they all watched me and came out to support me. And it really showed me that people, you know, do come together to support others. And it's times like those that you see your true sense of support in life. And it was just an amazing, amazing feeling to have that belt wrapped around my waist.
When you're talking about your desires, your goals, you know, you talk about this year, these things that you want to compete in, your schedule. What are you looking ahead to, let's say, down the road a couple of years, in terms of, I guess, it's the 2020 Paralympics?
Yeah, that is definitely the ultimate goal right now, is to be able to compete at the 2020 Paralympics in Japan. Following that, I would definitely, of course, love to go to 2024, wherever that ends up. And if, you know, time allows, I would love to go to 2028 as well.
And the idea of para taekwondo as a sport, especially in this country, what's the significance of that?
The significance of para taekwondo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it makes a statement to, you know, the world and the people in the country, just showing that people with disabilities can get in a ring and can, you know, fight a very well fought, a very well, you know, put together fight. And as far as, you know, you get to see their progression over the years of, you know, how they fought year one versus how they fight year four, and how it's really amazing to watch the progression of an athlete through fighting. And I think that is one thing that para taekwondo definitely focuses on.
Brianna Solinaro is talking with us on our program on The Fan this Sunday morning. One thing I have not done, and, you know, it's always interesting on this show, because the program that follows ours, The Sports Edge with Rick Wolf, is geared toward a lot of topics surrounding parents and coaches who are involved with youth sports. And a lot of those people will at least dabble into some of the things that we talk about on this show, too. Some of the folks who are listening to our discussion today, first of all, yes, they hopefully can be supportive of your efforts. But I also want to mention the fact that if you want to join us in this discussion, perhaps express some encouragement to Brianna, you can. Our number here at The Fan is 877-337-6666. Earlier, you were talking about this idea of making a difference for people with disabilities. With what you have planned, not only for this year, but the things you're hoping to be able to accomplish, And as you said, with the GoFundMe page, it's, you know, that and the Facebook page also are promoting awareness. Do you also feel that there can be some encouragement for others with disabilities to try to achieve their dreams?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, of course. Watching anybody able-bodied or disabled, you know, go from not being able to, not believing in themselves and having a goal, but not believing that they can do it and taking the steps towards, you know, gaining that confidence and going for their goal is always an inspiration. And I believe with what I'm doing, a lot of people can, you know, gain inspiration from that. And that's something I'm very grateful to be able to share with others.
I'm curious about a question that's been on my mind the entire time that we're talking. What has been the greatest moment for you?
So far, I would say was definitely my first win. Actually, this past year at the U.S. Open, it was my first like legitimate Taekwondo fight. Being that the sport is so new, there are a limited number of competitors. So, and we're all broken down into categories. So if there's someone not in your category, you get bumped up to somebody who may be disabled but less disabled than you are. So that happened to me, and I wound up winning for the first time. I beat a girl who was less disabled than me, and it was definitely, it was just an unbelievable feeling because all my Taekwondo career, I've been fighting able-bodied athletes and unable to win, unable to score, but Power Taekwondo has definitely given me the ability to show my abilities.
It literally has changed your life when you get right down to it.
Yes. Definitely.
Brianna Salinaro talking with us on our program on The Fan this morning. She is looking to raise some money to support the efforts of some of the things that she wants to accomplish. She has a very ambitious schedule planned for the rest of this year. We'll talk more with her as we continue in our discussion. You can go to her GoFundMe page or to her Facebook page, get information about her. She's looking to raise awareness and also to raise some dollars, too. After our 8 o'clock update, Rick Wolf is along with the Sports Edge on The Fan this Sunday morning. It is Sunday morning on The Fan. Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. We are in discussion with Brianna Salinaro on our program on The Fan. Brianna is talking with us about some of the things that she has been involved in. She has a need to raise money in order to cover some of the expenses associated with things like traveling, training, some of her coaching fees, obviously lodging, things like that associated with some of this travel that she is going to be doing throughout the rest of this year. There's a GoFundMe page that her friends have set up. She is also on Facebook in terms of promoting some awareness about some of the things that she is involved in, and also has a link to the GoFundMe site. She's looking to raise somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000, if possible, to help out with some of her plans for this year. And she has a goal to become the first female ever from this country to compete in the Taekwondo Paralympics. And she's joined us this hour of our program. When you talk about the accomplishments in your lifetime, and there's quite a few, and anybody who wants to be impressed by some of the things that we've talked about can certainly just go to the Facebook page that I mentioned and see some of the images there associated with some of the things that you've talked about with us. What does it mean for you to be And I always feel like I'm 1,000 years old when I pose a question this way, but I'm going to anyway. What does it mean to be, relatively speaking, so young and yet to have attained so many things in terms of accomplishments?
I think it's definitely important, and it feels, you know, amazing and humbling to accomplish the things that I've accomplished, but along with the accomplishments, I've, you know, faced many hardships through getting to where I am today, and I think it's important to start young and to be able to learn how to deal with certain hardships so that when you do get to, you know, an older age, you're able to carry yourself humbly and respectfully and know how to deal with certain challenges in life. So I'm very grateful for all the accomplishments and the hardships that I've faced up until now.
And I didn't ask you this earlier, but you talked a little bit about, you know, attaining a black belt. What's the feeling that goes through you at that point?
It's definitely a feeling of accomplishment, and it's definitely a feeling of, it reassures me, you know, I can do this. Like, I achieved my second degree black belt, so I can achieve my third, and I can achieve this goal, etc., you know, to... it's definitely empowering.
What was it like preparing for that?
You know, it was definitely a struggle at times, and then there were other times that it was a lot easier. But you know, a lot of training. I train 6 days a week here during the summer. And while I'm at school, I train about 3 days a week in a Taekwondo school and 4 days a week at the gym. So definitely a lot of time and effort put into not only achieving my black belt, but achieving, you know, my fighting goals as well.
And when you talk about the time that you spend in the gym, what are the type of exercises that you're doing?
In the gym, I work on cardio. So I'll run about 2 to 3 miles a day. And then right now I'm focusing on building up my leg strength. So a lot of weight exercises, a lot of squats, a lot of, you know, powerlifting, stuff like that.
You know, it sounds like you should be an inspiration for a lot of people, quite frankly, because I sit here and think to myself, wait a minute, what am I really doing? You know, and a lot of us have probably, you know, the able-bodied people probably have to be thinking, wait a minute. Why aren't we moving? Why aren't we challenging ourselves in some fashion? And this gets into an interesting area too, because do you always look to challenge yourself?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's what keeps me going is the challenge of, even when, you know, I'm running on the treadmill and I find it hard to get to that three-point mile, you know, I definitely have to motivate myself to sometimes just get through the workout. But the challenge is definitely what keeps me going, yeah.
And what would you say as a motivator to those people who say, that sounds like a great idea, but I just can't seem to get started.
Well, getting started is the most important part because it gives you your basis for, you know, the rest of the journey to your goal. So I would definitely say that, you know, it may be hard to start, but maybe start with something easy and something that is comfortable for you. And as the days go on, work towards getting out of your comfort zone. You know, eat with each workout and set small goals. And once you accomplish those, make those goals bigger and bigger and bigger and every time until you ultimately reach, you know, the main goal.
When we're talking about the donations that you're looking to raise through the GoFundMe page, are you looking for, or does it matter even, whether it's personal or corporate donations?
You know, either one is definitely greatly appreciated and goes a long way, but my ultimate goal is to obtain a sponsorship through a corporate company, definitely, yes, so that I could, you know, so that I have something to help carry me through the next 4 years or the Olympic quad, as we call it.
And have there been any feelers in that regard?
As far as corporate sponsorships, no. I have gotten corporate donations, which have gone, you know, a very, very long way. I wouldn't be able to compete in the tournaments that I'm scheduled to compete in throughout this summer if it wasn't for them. But as far as, like, contract sponsorships, not yet.
And when we talk about the support from your community, for lack of a better term, and I guess by your community I can stretch that out and make that the community of Long Island. What has that been like? What has that meant to you?
The support of my community is definitely just nonstop. You know, my neighbors coming together to figure out different you know, donations, and to my teachers, you know, from school, like, they always allowed me to stand up and tell my story once, you know, they found out about it themselves. And, you know, my team back here at home, Ultimate Champions Taekwondo, has been unbelievably supportive in my journey to the Paralympics. If it wasn't for them and my coaches, along with my coach in Connecticut at Styles United Transformative Martial Arts, none of this would be possible. So it's definitely important to have a strong support system.
How has your coaching support influenced what you've been able to do?
My coaching support has been a vital part in this journey. I mean, from the beginning, before para taekwondo was even a thought in my head, just being able to get out there and start training. You know, I had a coach from Ultimate Champions Taekwondo that believed in me more than I believed in myself at the time, and that was, you know, extremely important to me, because that showed me that if somebody else believed I could do it, then of course I can do it, you know. And my team here, you know, they were always very supportive. And whenever I said I couldn't, they made sure that I would succeed. So they've been extremely helpful.
Very interesting discussion with our guest this hour of our program, Brianna Salinaro, talking with us on WFAN and sharing some of the information surrounding her plans. She wants to become the first female ever from this country to compete in Taekwondo Paralympics. She has a lot of events planned to attend throughout the rest of this year, and she's shared an awful lot with us. She's also looking to raise not only awareness and talking about her experience growing up with cerebral palsy, the accomplishments that she has made in her lifetime, and also the experience that she has had in terms of trying to prepare and train for this set of goals. But she's also trying to raise some money, too, through a GoFundMe site. For people who are listening to this discussion and they want to be in some fashion supportive of your efforts, what can they do? How can they be supportive?
I mean, definitely the best way to support me or get involved in what I'm doing is to, you know, donate or share my GoFundMe page with their friends and family and just spread the word and, you know, spread awareness of what is going on right now.
Well, let's hope that the folks who are listening to our discussion today are going to be supportive of your efforts in that regard, too. And let's hope for a very successful time. You have some ambitious plans for the rest of this year, and let's hope that you not only accomplish what you are seeking in terms of fundraising and also public awareness, but you exceed that. Thank you very much for joining us, being so kind with your time, Brianna.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
And good luck to you, too, as you continue.
Thank you so much.
All right. On our program on The Fan on Sunday mornings, we try to bring you interesting discussions. You know, one of the great things about Sunday mornings is this idea of sort of setting the stage. It was Ed Randall, who'll be along after our 9 o'clock update, he'll be talking baseball here on The Fan, who stated this to me a couple of years back. He characterized me, and I've said this once before on this program, as the Horace Clark of the Sunday morning lineup. You know, Rick Wolf is along with the Sports Edge after our 8 o'clock update. The idea for me is not to get on and swing for the fences because I might miss, but rather to connect and get on base. Realistically, back in the day, I used to be fairly good at being able to steal bases. So theoretically, if I can get on base, then some of those heavier hitters, and Ed was, of course, alluding to himself in that regard, will be along to bring me home. What a cute analogy that was, huh? On our program on Sunday mornings, hopefully we inform and entertain and hopefully we also took you in a fashion where we could take our thoughts away from what I mentioned at the very beginning of our program that some of you may have been expecting was going to be our focus today, talking about these terrorism incidents in England. It's nice to be able to talk about something else. And as I said at the very beginning of the show, it's more important than ever. Be aware of your surroundings. And if you see something that's out of the ordinary, don't be afraid to speak up about it. And the other thing I'll say to you is, always know the exit from where you are. You never can tell when that could come in handy. I'm out of here. It is The Sports Edge with Rick Wolf that follows Dave's top of the hour update.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.